appreciate the privilege to get to come to the meeting. So kind of hopes maybe that Lee Smith would just pass me over this week. Let me just soak a little bit. I appreciate the Lord being so good. A real friend. He is a real friend. Psalms 16. Psalm 16. Start reading verse number 1. I appreciate the all that's done down here, all the work to make us feel comfortable and give us this privilege. I know just from a little bit being involved just a little bit in the camp meeting up home, there's a lot of work has to be done around here. And a lot of people spend their week and are worn out by the time the week's over. But I appreciate you being willing and offering yourself up to serve the Lord. It does not go unnoticed. And I appreciate the help I've got down here. All these years we've been a-coming, I've not got to come to every one, but all these years we've been a-coming, it's always been a blessing to get to come and be here and hear the preaching and the singing and just to come and get away from the world. That's a good thing, just to shut the world all out and come in here and worship God together. And I appreciate that privilege. Psalm 16, and I'll read this and we'll see what the Lord wants. And He said, "Preserve me, O God, for in Thee do I put my trust. O my soul, Thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to Thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their name into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. The limes are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope, for Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt Thou suffer Thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me a path of life, and in Thy presence is fullness of joy, and at Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Lord, I thank You for this day, God, this privilege to be here. And I pray You'd help us this morning, touch hearts, bless this service. Let me, God, do that that would please You. I pray for each heart that's here, Lord, affect us in a holy way. Help us to bring honor to Your name. God, we'll glorify You for what You do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This is a golden psalm is what it's called. And it's not hard to see the Lord in this psalm. And that's it. Really, Paul and Peter both quote Scripture from this psalm right here about our Lord and His death and His resurrection. But David wrote this at a time when his heart, I don't know where he's at, but he was needing the Lord. And he was calling on Him to help him. In verse 1 there, he says, "Preserve me, O God." Now, just in these first two verses, and there's three titles for the Lord. There's God, and then there's Lord in capital letters, and then there's Lord just with the capital L. And they all represent a different name about God. And he calls to that God who has all power, that omnipotent God, and says, "Keep me, Lord." I don't know what David's going through. I don't know the trouble, but I do know about trouble. I do know about trials. I do know about living in this world. And I find myself often saying, "Lord, keep me, O God. Preserve me. Help me in these days that I live in to be true to You and stay the course and not back up one inch and stay faithful.
in everything that I do, I want to have a good testimony and bring honor to the Lord. There's a lot of pitfalls. There's a lot of dangers. There's a lot of valleys. And there's some high mountaintops too. But in everything, Lord, preserve me. I want to tell you something. I realize even more so now than ever, it's God or nothing. If He don't hold her hand, the valley's too dark. If He don't lead the way, I don't know how to turn. But there is a God in heaven, and I'm glad He hears my prayers. And so He said, "Oh God, preserve me, keep me in this situation I'm in, Lord. Show Yourself mighty, and guide my path once again, and bring me out on the other side so I can praise You." He's a good God. But from verses 2 to 8, he takes up and talks about the Lord, and it looks like he's talking to himself. He says, "Oh soul, you have committed yourself to the Lord." I don't know how it is with you all, but sometimes I just got to step back and talk to myself. Remind myself about my commitments to the Lord. Take inventory and see what God has done for me. I want you to know right now, I have no complaints about the goodness of the Lord. He's the best friend I've ever had. He reminds himself here. He said, "Saul, you've committed yourself to the Lord. You've turned it all over to God. You've made a covenant with Him." That's what that second name is. That's Jehovah, that covenant God. He said, "You've made a deal with Him. I put your trust in Him, and He'll be true to you. He's my Lord." That's what that second, that third name is. Lord Adonai, the ruler. Well, I'm glad for that night I got saved. And I'd like to tell you right then and there, I just give it all to Him. I did in my heart, but there's been some struggles. I'll be honest with you, where me and Him wrestled over some things. But oh, it's always been happy when I bowed my knee and said, "Lord, it's all Yours. I don't want to make a decision. I don't want to pick where to preach. I don't want to decide who to marry. I don't want to pick out where I'm supposed to work at. God, You just lead the way. You direct my path." And it's always been right when I follow the Lord. He knows best. Your Christian life will be a whole lot happier if you'll just bow your knee and say, "Lord, whatever, I'll take it. Wherever the course leads me, whatever the path might be, I'm willing to follow You. You know best." And so he's praying to the Lord. He's taking inventory in his life. He's instructing himself, saying, "Remember your commitments. Remember your promises to God." And he said something I thought it was awful strange. He said, "Lord, You've said so. You've said the Lord, You're my Lord." And he said, "You said that you cannot do anything my goodness don't extend to you, but to your saints." And that's really right, isn't it? I can't make God any more God than what He is. My praise don't add to Him or take from Him. I can rebel against Him, He'll still be God. I can serve the rest of my life, and He'll still be God. I can't change Him one bit. He's a sovereign, holy God, and He sits on the throne. But what a privilege that I get to come to church and praise His name, that I can join my voices with the saints of God and do good at the house of God towards my brethren. What a privilege to serve the Lord. Yes. I can't make Him any more God. He's God. Whether I praise Him or not, He's God. But oh, thank God for the privilege. And you know what the Bible says? According to what the Lord said in Matthew chapter 25, when we do good to these brethren, we're doing good to Him. I may not preach long. I well sure was hoping He wouldn't call on me. It's been a rough few weeks, but He's been faithful. But I thought this scripture just kept rolling over my heart. This last part I read to you, I really want to get to. David said, "The Lord is my inheritance. He's my cup.
He said, thou maintainest my lot. He said, the lions have found out to me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. I want to tell y'all something. If you're a child of God, you're rich. If you're a child of God, you're rich. I know what it is. You look at that crowd out there. They're making money hand over fist. They've got no conscience. They don't care how they treat anybody. Looks like they're getting by with it all. But at the middle of the night, they have no peace. They have no joy. There's never enough money in the bank account. They've always got to have another dollar. But oh, one night in an old barn, I repented of my sins and put my trust in the Lord and got born again. And listen, you're listening. I'm looking at a boy that was raised contrary under this old time way, did not know God. I was raised in a modern church. I hope my father was saved. He's in the hands of a just God. He'd say he was, but I never see nothing out of him. That's between him and the Lord now. It breaks my heart. But I tell you what, one day, the vines got divided out from me. In an old barn, I prayed my way out of trouble and got born again. Got in the family of God, and I'm on pleasant ground now. I've got a good portion because I know the Lord. Hey, this ain't it either. This is good right here this morning. A shouting and singing and testifying, preaching. But I'm leaving this world behind one day and moving to a better place. Like what he said there. Thou maintainest my lot. I got something I'm not even keeping. It's a keeping me. According to 1 Peter, we've got an inheritance that's incorruptible, undefiled, and fadeth not away. That's reserved in heaven for you. It's a place for me. I've got a reserved place. I like that next verse. He said, you who are kept by the power of God. It's working on both ends. I've got a place up where it's mine. And the Lord's fixing it so He'll make sure I get there. He's got me. Lives in my heart. I didn't preach for long. I don't have much to say. I do want to say this right here. You may have everything going good. Thank God ain't that important. But a little later on, something will happen, and you realize just how rich you are when you got the Lord. When you don't have the words to say what needs to be said, and you can't express to nobody else how you feel, but you lay your head down, and somebody lays it down beside you, puts their arm around you, and says, I'm here, I'm here. And you don't even have to say words. All you have to do is cry. And He says, I know. See, I don't understand this religion. They say you can't feel it. You can't know. You can't. Oh, I'm glad there's something real about being born again. In trying times, He's a real friend. It's good to have the Lord. Go ahead.